That last line of the gospel today is important kind of insight into Mark's gospel. That he didn't speak to the crowds without using parables, but to the disciples in private, he explained everything. In Mark's gospel, there's this, as we had at the beginning, there was this initial excitement and astonishment and amazement and this a great interest in this new man on the scene. But as he began to reveal who he is and the place he has in the kingdom and what the kingdom of God is really like, as we've already seen, there is division with the Pharisees and the scribes and the Herodians seeking to plot to do him harm and eventually will kill him. So there's a division, and we see it in the gospel today, that to the large crowds he spoke in parables, but to the disciples he explained everything. So this insider group and the outsider group, that those who choose to remain close to Christ have a deeper understanding of who Christ is and what the kingdom of God is like. It's not that those who are on the outside are banished and not, are unworthy. They simply choose to separate themselves. And we see this at the beginning of Mark's gospel and all throughout, this kind of division between the insiders and the outsiders. And so we pray for the grace to always be part of those insiders. Not that we're better or more worthy. Again, we're not saying that. But to encounter the truth in Jesus Christ and to desire more of it requires effort on our part. Like the man who sows the seed. You have to sow the seed. You have to till the soil. There's work on our part that we have to do. But as we hear, God does the growing. It's all of God's work. And so then two words from the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews that maybe can be a point of reflection for us today. Confidence and endurance. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. You will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and to receive what he has promised. Confidence simply means with faith. That's how we live our life, with confidence, with boldness, with zeal for the kingdom, because we have encountered the truth of Jesus Christ in some way. And that is what gives us momentum. It gives us the power to move forward. And then endurance, not giving up, remaining faithful. This idea of long suffering, patient endurance, come what may. No matter how difficult life may become, no matter how many trials and struggles we have to endure, we do so with confidence, with boldness, trusting that God is working, like the seed that is sprouting, even though we don't know how. In our world of instant gratification and instant results, this virtue of long suffering is a necessary one, especially for us as disciples to witness to the world that there is a long game involved here, that the kingdom of God is being revealed to us. And even though it's not in this moment by moment the way we wish it would be or the way that we would do it, we have confidence that God's will is being done and that we will receive what he has promised. So let's pray for that grace to have the boldness, the confidence of faith, and to endure until the end. Amen.